Whether you work long hours during the day with tiny humans or larger ones, getting dinner on the table can be a struggle some nights. Okay, a lot of nights. And if you're looking for a way to take that struggle out of mealtime, I might have a great solution for you. So stay tuned to hear me chat with freezer cooking expert and founder of Once a Month Meals, Trisha Callahan, on this week's Cocktails and Containers.
Welcome to Cocktails and Containers, your source for organizing strategies perfectly paired with a cocktail. And now, here's your host, who knows if you're happy and you know it, you've probably had a cocktail, Christy Lingo.
Welcome back to Cocktails and Containers. I'm your host, mom to two, professional organizer, and lover of anything that makes feeding my family easier, Christy Lingo. I'm not going to lie, I had a bit of a fangirl moment while recording today's episode because I got to chat with Trisha Callahan. Trisha is the founder of the amazing freezer cooking meal planning site Once a Month Meals. I personally stumbled on her site in 2016, and I have been a huge fan ever since. Mostly because my personal mom thing is trying to feed my family as much healthy food as possible, and this site and the freezer cooking skills that it has taught me has made that mom goal a lot easier for me. But before we dive into Trisha's story and her tips for freezer cooking, let's talk cocktails. When Trisha and I were talking about her favorite cocktails, she mentioned that she really likes a blueberry lemon drop martini and she doesn't like anything that tastes too much like alcohol. And seeing as it's the holiday season and cranberry seems to make its way into a lot of our holiday food and beverages, I thought a cranberry lemon martini might be the perfect holiday martini for Trisha and for you. To make a cranberry lemon martini, you will take 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of simple syrup, which I actually did not include because I found the white cranberry juice that I used to be really sweet. So that's optional. 1.5 ounces of white cranberry juice, and you could use regular cranberry juice if you have trouble tracking down the white cranberry juice, and 1.5 ounces of citrus vodka. Pour all of those ingredients over ice in a shaker and then strain into a martini glass. Garnish with some lemon curls and some frozen cranberries, and you have got a perfect holiday martini whether you are serving 2 or 20. And just a reminder, you can find all of the recipes for the cocktails that we make here on Cocktails and Containers in our show notes, which are available at podcast.simplesolutionsorganizing.com. And if the thought of freezer cooking intrigues you after today's episode, I want to invite you to check out a live freezer cooking demonstration that I am going to be hosting this Saturday, December 8th at 11 a.m. on both my Instagram page and in my Facebook Cocktails and Containers group. You can find me on Instagram at ssorganizing, and if you search for Cocktails and Containers, the word and is written out on Facebook, you can join our group there. I will be assembling a 5-recipe freezer menu that I will serve to my family twice for a total of 10 meals that will be prepped and ready to go for this busy holiday season, and it should take me about 1 hour to do so. So mark your calendars to join me Saturday, December 8th at 11 a.m. on Instagram or in my Facebook group for this live freezer cooking meal prep demonstration. And just a little more about today's guest before we get started. In 2009, Trisha started a free hobby freezer meal planning blog called onceamonthmeals.com to empower other busy families to make meals ahead. In September of 2012, they implemented a paid membership model that would eventually go on to fund software development to aid busy freezer cooks with meal planning, and they released that in late 2013. Today, Once a Month Meals continues to empower thousands of families each month to make meals ahead and learn to freezer cook. Trisha uses her I don't have to cook dinner nightly time to play Minecraft with her 10-year-old Asperger's son, craft with her 9-year-old daughter, and travel the world with her also runs his own business husband. So without further ado, let's welcome Trisha Callahan, founder of Once a Month Meals.
rolling into why Trisha is here talking to us today, which I'm so excited about. And I stumbled across your site when I was doing research for a class I was teaching to moms. And the whole thing was like, how can I make your life easier? And we were talking about time investments. And I was looking for ways that moms could put a little bit of time in before and then yield big results down the road. And when I stumbled across your site, I was like, this is it. Like, this is better than any other sort of meal planning site, because putting those hours in cooking and prepping for freezer cooking beforehand, and then you could just kind of sit back and relax, not relax, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you can enjoy your evenings with your family instead of being harried. So tell me a little bit about yourself, why you started this site, and sort of what freezer cooking has done for you.
Absolutely. I feel like that's a very loaded question.
That's
like, we could have
question.
Like a whole hour on just that topic right there. So, you know, our big motto at Once a Month Meals is time for what matters most. And so I have a lot of people that approach me and say, oh, but I like cooking. I'm like, I like cooking too. But between 4 and 6, you never know what's going to happen, especially if you have kids. And it's kids or no kids. So you could not have children and your work meeting can run late, or you get stuck in traffic, or you just don't know what you want to eat, or you don't have the ingredients on hand. And then if you have kids, you know that 4 to 6 is the witching hour. And I don't care if they are 18 months or 18 years, it is still a witching hour, because they are decompressing from school. They are, you know, kind of you have homework, they have sports activities and all of those kind of things. And so I feel like it's been a huge lifesaver in our life from the get-go, from before kids to now. So I actually started freezer cooking before we had kids. And so my husband worked from home and I had a 45-minute commute. And so I was mostly the person who cooked. He could cook, but I always had the meal ideas and was doing stuff like that. And so I would freeze a meal and then leave it for him to put with instructions on how to put it in the oven or have it thawed or how to take it out of the freezer and cook it. So we kind of started out that way. And my mother-in-law actually handed me a once a month cookbook and was like, oh, have you ever considered this? And so I looked at it and it was like, all of the things that I love. Like, I love efficiencies. Like, so like what you do for organizing, like, I just love, like, people ask me, like, I'm not a chef. I'm not a specialty cook. I'm not a baker. I'm an efficiency cook. Like, I like to make processes, like, and so that's kind of my specialty is processes. And so, I like took this cookbook, but there were a bunch of recipes that I was like, we do not like these recipes. And so I basically adapted to our family. Like, I took all of the theoretical concepts and applied them to our own recipes and started doing them as I was, putting freezer meals away for our first child. And so, I had a lot of friends that were asking me how I did it, if they could come cook with me. And I had this really small kitchen. And so my husband, who is actually a web developer, said, what if we just made you a website that you could share these kind of plans with people? And that was how Once a Month, it actually was Once a Month Mom to start with, was born. And so we started doing that almost 10 years ago in February of 2009, and just putting out a monthly meal plan that people could cook together and do 15 recipes that doubled to 30 meals. And it's just really grown from there. For me, freezer cooking has meant different things at different points in my life. When I have babies, it has meant that I get to spend time with them and bond with them. And whether I'm working and I've just come home or I'm staying at home with them, it means that I have more time with them because I'm not preparing a meal every night. I'm just doing it a few hours one day. If you do freezer cooking, you typically are going to put in time up front. So you're going to put in a couple hours to 8 or 12 hours, depending on how extensive your menu is and how labor heavy intense your recipes are, but you save at least 30 hours on the other side. Like, an hour per meal is what you can estimate saving when you've frozen it ahead, because you're not going to the kitchen and chopping onions every night. And one of our strongest presents is passive recipes on our site. Just recipes that are cooking in the oven or the slow cooker or the Instant Pot. And so it's also meant that I can be present with my kids, or I can work a little longer and not feel guilty about working a little bit longer because my kids still have food to eat and they still have, like, I still feel like I've provided for them. And I feel proud to walk into the kitchen because I'm like, oh, we didn't have to order out again, even though my meeting ran late and you had homework. So it's just really made my life more efficient and has really given me time for the things that matter most at whatever stage I'm at.
And you just hit so many points of why I also love it. So yeah. As I mentioned, I came across it when I was looking for ideas to give the moms that were taking this class from me ways to make their lives run more efficiently. And mm-hmm. that was a thing. But also some of the benefits that I've seen from doing freezer cooking is I really like your meals that are like the whole meals that are the mm-hmm. ones that, you know, you're making a lot of the items from scratch, because that's sort of my thing. I really like cooking from scratch. I like my kids to eat a little on the less processed side. That doesn't mean they don't eat processed food, but I prefer it. And if I have that in my freezer and I can just go grab it out and warm it up, I am golden. Like, it just makes my life so much easier. And I just, when I tell people about it and I get all excited about it and they're like, whoa, you gotta like settle down on the freezer. I was like, but you don't understand, like, yeah. As somebody who's super passionate about feeding my kids well, this has made it so easy. And that is the biggest benefit for me, is that I can feed my kids well. I can feed them what I think is healthy food, and I can do it at a moment's notice. Mm-hmm. And like you said, there's less takeout. There's less like, oh, I'm going to run and just pick up something from the freezer aisle, which, you know, if you look at it, cost per item breakdown, like your cost per serving is so high on freezer foods if you buy them at home. But if they're coming out of yours, now I did one of your whole meal plans mm-hmm. and we used all organic meat, all organic vegetables, all organic ingredients. And I did it with a friend. We did 4 servings, 15 meals, and our breakdown per serving per meal ended up being $2.32 a serving. Mm-hmm. So value, nutrition, it's all it. So that's why I geek out about freezer cooking. Yeah. Are there any benefits that you think that we've sort of missed along the way that somebody might be like, eh, well, that doesn't really resonate with me. What are some of the other benefits either for you or that you've heard about on your site that people have said, you know, like, this is how freezer cooking has benefited me?
So I think you hit a couple of the main ones, which are, it's a huge time savings, to put it in upfront. Another one is economic savings if you want it to be economical. So when you're buying in bulk, you can, so a family of 4 doesn't necessarily use a lot of bulk ingredients, or they're not necessarily, but also when we design our menus, like that Whole Foods menu that you would have done, we design it with the seasonal sales in mind. We design it with seasonal produce so that when you're cooking it, it's at the least cost to you. So you could actually, you might've had shrimp on that menu, or you might've had chicken and hamburger, and it still equals out to $2, you know? So we kind of balance it in a way that you can eat extravagantly some meals and less with the others. And so there's a big cost savings, big time savings. The other big one is just if you have some food allergies or things that you're dealing with, that's one of our biggest audiences as well. So we have a lot of specialty diets and we continue to try to add and support that. We actually have an on-staff nutritionist now, which is one of my favorite parts of our program today, is that she really works to help us to tag those effectively and to provide resources and menus for those audiences so that they, because they don't have the privilege of eating out in the same way that you and I do. And so being able to support even their transition to food allergies or those kind of things are really important. And I think, I mean, there are some kind of reasons people don't do freezer cooking. One is they have like maybe a stigma or a thought about what freezer food is. And maybe that is from the freezer aisle. Maybe it's not. But I have a lot of like specifically, there's a lot of times spouses will say, well, I don't do freezer food. I'm like, this is the same man that ate Hungry Man and Stouffer's lasagna through college. Like, because if they can do it, you can do it better. And you can do it with less preservatives and lower cost and better ingredients that you're sourcing and you know where they come from. And I guess one of the other things that we say is that it doesn't matter what you cook. If you cook the worst recipe on our site, something that's completely, let's say, Dorito casserole, it's still better than going through a fast food drive-thru. You're still making that food. It's still a better choice. So making these meals is just a better choice and it's on your way. The other thing is if you're not a strong cook, like maybe there's a lot of technique that you just don't know how to cook. Specifically with our meal plans, it's step by step. It's very foolproof. Like, this is what you need to do. This is when you need to do it. And you're not making that meal for dinner that night. So therefore, dinner's not on the line. You're not hangry. And if you screw it up, you're screwing it up for next week not today, and you have time to compensate for that, if that makes sense.
More sauce, just pour more sauce over the top, right? And you know, if you're intimidated by the idea of sort of like cooking for these long days, when I first came across your site, I said to my friend who was pregnant at the time, I said, hey, I found this site, I'm really interested in it. It's 15 recipes, which seems intimidating to me. Would you want to come over with me and cook for a day? You know, we can get our kids together, they can play, and then we can cook. And that was such a great way for me to transition into this idea of making 15 different recipes in one day. She did half the prep. I did half the prep. As I said before, we did 4 servings of each as opposed to 2 servings, because all of our kids were really young at that time. So doing 2 servings or dividing those servings in half was plenty for the families, because our kids weren't eating a whole lot. They were like 4 and 2, I think, at the time. And we would spend that 8 hours, and it was fun. That was the thing that we didn't anticipate. Like, she did her prep, which we can get into a little bit with the site. Like, you tell us what to prep, you tell us what to buy, and then you even give us the step-by-step layout of that cooking day, what we would need to do. And 2 of us made 15 meals in just about 8 hours. And it was fun, and we fed our families. She was pregnant at the time. She said it was the best thing, because when the baby came, I had all of this food already, and I knew what was in it. I knew that it was stuff that we liked, and it was so easy to prepare. So if anybody out there is sort of intimidated by this idea of cooking 15 different things in one day or spending 8 hours cooking, where is a place that you would suggest that they start if they're interested in freezer cooking?
So when we first started, we really only focused on those full menus, what we called, and it was probably 15 recipes that doubled to 30 meals. So you probably each got, you know, 30 with 2 servings or whatever. So, and they were breakfast, lunches, and dinners. And most of the focus now is on dinners. We do have hundreds of recipes in the breakfast category, hundreds in the lunch category, and you can make a whole menu just on breakfast, on lunch, you can mix them up, you can do whatever. But our main offering is for that dinner, because we find that most people, that's their big struggle. But we also then never recommend that somebody start with 15 recipes today, because we are used to smaller chunked things. So we actually recommend that somebody start with what we call a mini menu, which is 5 recipes doubled to 10 meals. So you get about 2 weeks worth, and they only take a couple hours, and they're made to be simplistic. We have some that we recommend for starting. If you go to the website and at the bottom of any page, you can actually get a free one sent to you to try out, that is a mini menu as well, to kind of see what the offering is. And those are focused on some simple menus. Then from there, maybe doing 7 to 10 that double. We do have a few menus. They're mostly Instant Pot and slow cooker menu plans that we call dump and go. So most of the ingredients, you're just prepping ingredients. So you may cook some meat, you may chop some veggies, but you're just really assembling them, and you're not going to cook the meal until you serve it. And those, you can do 20 meals. You can do 10 recipes double to 20 and less than 2 hours from prep to, like, we have a couple of them. And I've done them on video, like the whole thing live. So you can kind of see it, and I can make sure you get that link if you have people that are interested.
Oh, for sure. I want to see that, because you've inspired me. Now I know what I'm doing during Christmas break.
Yes. I mean, and it's great. You know, I think that's part of what we're talking about today, but the holidays, like, I feel like, but there's a lot of meals that take place around the holiday. You know, you have guests into town, you're hosting them. And so, you know, one of our main focuses right now is just feeding a crowd. Like, what are some all-in-one meals, some casseroles, some slow cooker dishes that you can freeze ahead, have available when you have a crowd there, so that you can focus on the family and those meals?
And, you know, it gets dark so early. Like, I'm tired when I get home from work, and I don't want to think about it. And so doing what you're talking about, these mini menus, these 5 recipe mini menus that you can pop out. I have done them in one evening, you know, because you prep the stuff beforehand. So you're not chopping and doing all that stuff, or at least it's not recommended.
Right. Not recommended.
Right. So you do it kind of the day before. You have all your onions prepped and your peppers prepped and all that stuff out and ready to go. I usually tape all my recipes up on the cupboards up here, and then I pull them down as I'm going through. But you can get that done in an evening. So if you make these five, which equals to 10 different dinners, like you could basically have most of your crazy holiday schedule covered with mm-hmm. these freezer cooking meals in spending like one evening or maybe a Sunday afternoon cooking and prepping these freezer meals, which I think is great. And, you know, so after I got all excited about the freezer cooking and we did that big 15 one, I actually made it my New Year's resolution in 2016 to do some sort of freezer cooking every single month. Over the course of every single month, I did either a 15 or a 5. And I can attest that like once you sort of get into a rhythm and, you know, as you're doing this, your knife skills are going to get better, or you're going to find shortcuts. Like I don't always buy pre-chopped vegetables, but in some cases, like it made a little bit more sense. Like I know I'm going to have to throw all these five things together in a couple of hours this evening. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and pick up the stuff. And in the end, like you were saying before, it's going to balance out because those slightly more expensive items that you're purchasing to do this menu is going to balance out because you're not getting takeout. You're not getting drive-through food. And yes, that cost for serving it over the course of everything is going to cost less. So tell me a little bit about how your membership works, where people can sort of sign up for it, and how they can get involved if they're interested in sort of starting on this freezer cooking journey themselves.
So right now, so we have moved to a new model this year where right now we're focused just on members, and we will open up the membership again near the first of the year. And so our priority notifications go out to anybody on the newsletter or waitlist. And so to access that, you can go to Once a Month Meals and you can go to the join page, or you can also go to the bottom of any page and sign up for a mini menu. And we will send you and regularly communicate with you about the menu of choice that you have chosen. So we have a variety of membership menu types to choose from. Once you're a member and you're a paid member, it's a monthly or a yearly subscription model. Once you're in, you actually get access to any menu type. So if you have a paleo and a vegetarian, or you have a vegetarian and somebody's doing the Whole 30, you can actually make meals for both of those folks. Or you can kind of really just filter things down to specific things that you have or need to avoid. And so anybody has access, but for that first sample menu, we like to send you something that's more directed. So we have Instant Pot, Slow Cooker, Paleo, Keto, Real Foods is what we call the Whole Foods menu. We were getting a lot of, when Whole Foods became popular, it was one of those naming things that was difficult. It's like, this is at the grocery store. We have a traditional all-American family meal. We have some allergen stuff, low FODMAP, low histamine, gluten-free, dairy-free, vegetarian, vegan, like you name it. And so there also are a lot of recipes, about 200 on the site, that you can test out today. So you can go and you can access those recipes and freeze those and make those. We often suggest, as you're waiting for the waitlist to open up, is to make one, freeze one. So try out some recipes that your family are going to like. And, you know, we have left some of our most popular ones there. We are really partial to the Instant Pot right now. And that is because with an Instant Pot, with that appliance, you don't actually have to thaw the food. And I feel like one of the struggles with freezer cooking is remembering to defrost the meals. And so you don't have to remember to defrost the meals with an Instant Pot. And so those have become very popular with our audience. We love to communicate. We also have a very active Facebook page and an Instagram account where every Wednesday at noon, we do a Facebook Live with tips and tricks on freezer cooking for whatever. I think the best way is to get on the newsletter list, get that mini menu from us, and start communicating with us through the Facebook page and that. And then our membership is a monthly or a yearly, and that price may change. So I don't want to say exactly what it is. Right now it's $16 a month or $144 a year. And that gets you access to a database of over 8,000 recipes that you can filter down. It gives you over 200 pre-created menus for you to access. So if you are kind of the person that like really just wants to take something else and do it, like you don't want to take the time to pick all the recipes, then you can do that. You can take a pre-created menu. And then you have the option of swapping it out, like swapping recipes out. So if I don't like a recipe or my kids don't eat broccoli, I can just take that recipe out or I can replace it with something else. And then you get to set your serving size. So who are you cooking for? Are you cooking for one person? Are you cooking for four people? When you're setting your serving size, we always tell people you need to make sure that you are setting it for the typical servings you eat, not the people. So if you have two teenage boys that eat for four people, then you need to count that as four servings. So you keep that in mind. And then with your menu, so you've got your menu, you've got the set recipes that are there. You are going to set your servings, and then it will allow you either on your device or to print out all of your documentation. And so your recipes and everything scales based on your recipes and based on your serving sizes to give you a grocery list for shopping the grocery store. And you'll actually see, if you look closely, that your grocery list, how your ingredients appear on your grocery list is different than how it appears on your recipe cards. Because when you're in the grocery store, you need to know how many ounces of diced tomatoes to buy, not how many cups of diced tomatoes. Like, I don't want to be sitting at the grocery store trying to do the math on the back. Like, just tell me how many cans I need to buy, how many ounces it is. And it tells you how many peppers to buy. And then you're going to come home and it's going to have a prep list. So you can kind of think of this like if you're going on a cooking show and they have a staff to get all that stuff ready for you. You are the support staff that's getting ready for the big cooking show. And so you're going to prep those onions and you're going to prep those peppers. And it tells you exactly how many and how many equivalent cups you should have. So you are setting yourself up for success so that when you start to cook, which we recommend doing the next day, unless you're doing these really simple menus, then you could do it all at once. Then it gives you an actual cook order for the recipes that are on your menu. And so what does that mean? Like, well, it means that there's an efficiency to doing some recipes before others. And if you're going to cook, especially a long day, you want to make sure the harder ones are at the front and the easier ones are at the back. And so based on in this, there's actually an algorithm in the system that changes the order of those recipes based on how you swap them out so that it creates the greatest efficiency we know how to create for you based on those recipes that you chose. And then the recipe cards with the already, how many cups you need, labels to go on your meals that have not only the directions for it coming out of the freezer, but also the serving day ingredients that you're going to need. So let's say you're gone and you made the meals and your husband's going to cook them. He can take them out, read those directions, get it all ready, and have it waiting for you when you get home. And then an inventory sheet for you to keep on your freezer to understand what recipes you have available to you. So all of that's included. Plus, we have an awesome community. We're always doing, we have weekly live cooking demonstrations for our members, as well as some one-on-one support. We have online chat available all the time, and it's not just to update your membership account, it's really to help you cook. So if you're in the middle of a cooking day and you're like, what does this mean? You can reach out to us and we'll be happy to cook and answer those questions along with you. So it's a lot of fun. I love it. One of my favorite things about it is it's just not a meal planning service. It's a community of people who are all struggling with the same problems, and that is time and money to get food on the table.
If you think freezer cooking could help you feed your family easier, remember you can get more information and a free 5-recipe meal plan by visiting freezer.simplesolutionsorganizing.com. Thank you so much to my very special guest for today, Tricia Callahan from Once a Month Meals. You can find her at onceamonthmeals.com or by searching for Once a Month Meals on Facebook or Instagram. And mark your calendar to join me this Saturday, December 8th at 11 a.m. to see just how easy batch freezer cooking can be. Thank you, as always, for taking the time today to listen to this episode of Cocktails and Containers. And if you enjoyed today's episode and haven't subscribed yet, go ahead and hit that button so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes to help you organize and simplify your family. And be sure to leave a review so that I know what sort of topics you would like to hear about in upcoming episodes, and so that families just like you can find this podcast. I really appreciate all the support I've gotten in this community, and remember that I will read and respond to each and every comment that I get in the show notes, so be sure to stop by podcast.simplesolutionsorganizing.com if you have a follow-up question or a drink recipe review. Until next week, take care and happy organizing.